Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss about the problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor Salman Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University and also a researcher on the Islamic issues in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. So we have been talking about the domains of behavior and the types of relationships. In the previous episodes, we have been talking about the relationship with environment. And you said that when we are talking about the relationship with environment, apart from teaching our children to take care of the environment, we also need to teach them basically how to explore in the universe. And you said that the concept goes beyond science. There is philosophical reasoning that needs to be taught. So how do we inculcate philosophical reasoning in our children?
Yes, exactly. This is a very important thing. We must take guidance from the Holy Quran. As I mentioned, the Holy Verse, that Allah Almighty wants to tell us that everything that you see, what I have created,
I created it for you. It's at your disposal.
I created it for you. It's for your well-being. You have to discover it, you have to harness it and employ it and utilize it for the betterment of mankind.
Yeah.
Under the umbrella of wilaya.
True.
The Quran says, I want you to discover, when it talks about tadabbur.
Afala yatadabbarun.
Yeah. In the Quran, it's talking about understanding the signs of Allah.
Contemplating.
Contemplating, trying to understand, to discover.
Yeah.
It's philosophical and scientific research going together.
Yes.
I mean, a scientist will look for the cause. The philosopher will say, you're looking for a cause. Why are you looking for a cause?
Yeah.
There's something very foundational beyond that, that cannot be proven by experimentation. So those foundational issues have to be understood. For example, when you say, is it possible for this room to be dark and lit together? It's either dark,
or it's lightened up.
Or it's lightened up. Yeah. It can't be together, both of. This is something which we take for granted.
Yeah.
But there's a philosophical understanding of that.
Yeah.
If that philosophical understanding, of course, I'm not talking about the terminology that is employed in philosophy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the concepts, the foundational concepts that have to be taught to the child. We ourselves have to understand, because, look, many of our discussions and disputes go into polemical debates.
Yeah.
Because we do not accept many foundational things. We have to understand and accept those foundational concepts and propositions to be able to build upon those are arguments and our reasoning.
Yeah.
The child must understand those foundational issues, so he does not, his thinking and his reasoning does not contradict with that.
Okay.
Contradiction itself is a philosophical and a logical issue.
Okay.
What is contradiction?
Yeah.
Two things of an opposite nature cannot exist together, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, this table which in front of us, it cannot be both green and both red.
Yes.
It's either green or it is either
red. Oh, it's red. Yeah. So that contradictory nature also.
That's contrasting, but we have contradiction.
So that way we are even teaching.
So I mean, these foundational issues have to be inculcated in our. When we talk about things, when we discuss issues, we discuss, we debate, we should be employing proper reasoning.
Yeah. And that's actually something that may also help our children to come out of hypocrisy, not develop a hypocritic nature. I'll be talking more on that with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about how do we teach our children the philosophical reasoning. Professor Nakavi, you told us a very important point over here that either a room is bright or it's dark. Two things cannot happen at the same time. And something like that is also explained in Surah Ahzab, which the verse says that, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, I have provided you with one heart, because one heart contains one rule. Your heart can be either Husseini or it can be Yazidi. It cannot be a Husseini and a Yazidi heart at the same time. Yes.
Exactly, a very good example you have given. Actually, the essence of that philosophical reasoning can be understood in the martyrdom of Imam Hussein also.
True.
And the sacrifices given by the Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
It was for the sake of the love of Allah Almighty. They gave that sacrifice.
Yeah.
But love of Allah Almighty cannot be separated and divorced from the intellectual level of understanding that goes beneath it.
Okay.
The roots of our understanding of Islam and the purpose and the mission of Islam is intellectual. For example, when we talk about the sacrifice of Imam Hussein, we want to give a picture that Imam Hussein did it just for the sake of love. It was love. No, beyond that love and beneath that love,
exists
that
the intellectual
level. You
logic.
Cannot divorce the intellectual level from the emotional and the spiritual levels.
Okay.
So, when we talk about our relationships with Allah Almighty, when we talk about wilaya, when we talk about all our relationships, when we talk about love, compassion, when we talk about emotions and feelings. But the underlying thought process cannot be overlooked.
All right.
And that is, we have to bring about a marriage. We have to make our child understand, look, this love and this sacrifice that Imam Hussein had was based on sound reasoning.
Yeah.
It was based on sound reasoning. And every sound reasoning has a strong foundational basis.
Yes.
And the natural laws of thinking are employed there, are applied there.
Yes.
And without that, you cannot build up that rational understanding.
Okay.
Even the scientific understanding of the universe has this underlying layer of philosophical understanding.
Okay.
And foundational reasoning. So this, if we are able to bring about this sort of understanding in the child through our discussions, through our debates, through our readings, through our interaction with ulama, we have to develop that thinking. And the problem which we are facing today is that children are thinking of science as God.
All right.
Oh, why do we do this? Can science prove that? Can science do that? No. Science
is limited.
Is limited.
All right. So I will talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are talking about the concept of philosophical reasoning and how we can inculcate this concept in our children. Professor Naqavi, you told us that when we are, for example, teaching our children the story of Karbala, we don't have to just show our children that this was an emotional story, this was just an emotional relationship of Imam Hussein alayhi salam with God, but there was an underlying process that was the philosophical reasoning.
Yes, exactly. When we talk about Imam Hussein and why he did not accept to pay allegiance to Yazid, he gave a very basic, very intellectual, very reasonable answer, very beautiful answer. مثلي لا يبايع مثله. A person of my caliber, of my competency, of my stature, of my a person who has such attributes as me, knowledge and skills and many other things which are required for being the imam, the worthy leader of the society, cannot pay allegiance and bow down to someone who is not worthy, like Yazid.
Okay.
Not only he does not have the qualities to be a good leader, he has negative traits.
Yeah.
And therefore, that is the intellectual understanding. That is the basis that Imam Hussein is to telling us. Look, go for worthy leadership.
Okay.
That is something very intellectual. All intellectual people, rational people of the world will accept that.
Yeah.
Based on that, we need to have a mission statement. We have to introduce a system of governance which is based upon worthy leadership.
Yeah.
Even if a person who is not worthy has a popular mandate, people vote for him, people go out for him.
So Imam is teaching us.
Imam is telling
us
popularity is not enough.
Yeah.
Popularity is not enough. You have to have to. Popular support is important when it is for the competent person. Imam Ali, we have to make our children understand, look, Imam Ali was the Imam. He should have been the Khalifa after the Holy Prophet. We believe as Shia Muslims that the person who was worthy of being the successor of the Holy Prophet was Imam Ali because of his worthiness, because he was competent.
And it was even announced.
The announcement was based on the fact that he was worthy of it.
Worthy, yeah.
I mean, that is the underlying principle that we have to teach our children.
Yeah.
Competency, worthiness.
Yes.
As I said, even we...
So when you're just
when we obey God
us,
because he's worthy of it.
Yes.
So we have to make our children understand, look, you go for caliber, competency. You go for the truth.
Exactly.
حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. That we show our signs in the heavens, in the souls, to make you understand that Allah is the absolute truth because he's worthy.
Worth of that.
And this is what has to be inculcated in our children.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor Naqavi, for being with us and providing us such meaningful information regarding the philosophical reasoning that needs to be taught to children. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. You can go to the tab Call of Islam, and out there you can search Islamic Upbringing, and you'll find all our episodes over there. Thank you so much for being with us once again. And in case you have any questions, you have any issues, you have any anything you want to ask about the Islamic upbringing of your children, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.